It's the WP Minute. Support independent WordPress news like this, join the Slack membership, or purchase a classified listing in the weekly newsletter at thewpminute.com/support. And now a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Rob Howard, the publisher of MasterWP. As you know, one of our missions is to bring lots of new voices into WordPress and tech. That's why we're excited to announce our new MasterWP workshop library with the goal of helping WordPress fans become WordPress experts. We've got a lineup of live and recorded sessions coming up in fall 2022. Check it out at workshops.masterwp.com and use the code WPMinute10 to get 10% off your registration. We'll see you there.
You know how it goes. Everything I mentioned here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. Seems like no one has pulled the plug on discussions within the WordPress community regarding the removal of active install growth data from the WordPress.org plugin repository. As we reported last week, WordPress co-founder Matt Mullenweg said that adding some of the stats for plugin developers is, quote, doable. We'll have to wait to see where the discussion goes from here. Meanwhile, the WP Minute's Eric Karkovac wrote about what plugin developers should really realistically expect from the WordPress project and its leadership. It might be that the project simply isn't there to help developers make money. Instead, their focus is likely trained on providing us with a platform to build upon. How a developer monetizes their product is ultimately up to them. And Alex Denning of Ellipsis argues that WordPress.org is an ineffective place to distribute plugins. He provides some key data to back up his point. On the other side of the coin, Liquid Web's Matt Cromwell respectfully disagrees.
The WordPress plugin directory has been a boon for the WordPress creator economy for years and years. According to Alex Denning from Ellipsis, its time as a marketing funnel machine is over. Denning argues that the plugin search algorithm puts too much weight on active install count, so new plugins have little to no chance of discovery and growth. Instead, argues Denning, product owners in 2022 should ship premium-only products and focus on content marketing, CPC ads, and email marketing for better results. I disagree. I've built and oversee freemium plugins that convert up to 30% of their active install count to paying customers. Also, the code for the plugin search is public and shows how heavy the plugin title and tags factor into rankings. I still believe in the WordPress creator economy, and the freemium model is still alive and strong. I wrote at length about this on my blog at mattcromwell.com.
Links you shouldn't miss. Security is the focus of WordPress 6.0.3, which was released on October 17th. Be sure to update your websites as this release patches several vulnerabilities. If you'd like a rundown of the vulnerabilities involved in WordPress 6.0.3, PatchStack offers a full analysis. Users of the Shortcode Ultimate plugin will also want to update their latest version. Sarah Gooding of WP Tavern reports that a fix for an undisclosed security issue was recently added. Registration is now open for WordPress Accessibility Day. The 24-hour virtual event will take place from November 2nd through the 3rd and will feature a bevy of presentations that aim to demystify the subject. From the grab bag, now it's time to take a look at some other interesting topics shared by you, our contributors. Hopefully our contributors are listening. Of course they are. WordPress 6.1 Release Candidate 2 is now available for testing. Designer and software engineer Mike McAllister announced his new project, Ollie, an educational hub for WordPress creators. Development agency TenUp has published a guide to Gutenberg best practices. Sarah Gooding provides details on the new plugin dependencies features, plugin that is available for testing. It's an effort to help developers specify plugin dependencies via WordPress core. Devin Walker introduces himself as the new general manager of iThemes and hints at some changes coming to the longtime WordPress development company. Jetpack Social has added a paid tier to their automated social media sharing function. Free users will now be limited to 30 shares per month. New members this week, Nate Finch, follow at N8Finch, Nate Finch on Twitter. And the big dog, Zach Katz, has finally joined the crew. Follow Zach Katz at Zach Katz on Twitter. If you're not a member yet, go to thewpminute.com/support to join. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Amber Hines, Eric Karkovac, Justin Ferriman, and Matt Cromwell. If you want to be part of the news, just like the folks I just mentioned, join us in the Slack membership. If you want to contribute content to the WP Minute, let us know. Go to thewpminute.com/contact. That's my call to action today. We need more contributors. If that's you, let your voice be heard right here at thewpminute.com.